Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1241. In the writing, it's shir number 393. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay. So last year we spoke about the fact that somebody had two foods, right? We spoke about in the last year that if somebody had two foods, one is eating a food and a drink together at the same time, and they finish their food, now they would like to continue with the drink, for example, cake and coffee, something along those lines, right? A lot of times a person finishes their cake or cookies, and they would like to continue drinking the coffee, which is going to take a while. So we mentioned the fact that since the two after brachas, one is halal michya, right, and one is bar nefesh, assuming one drank or ate the right amount, the shir, and the right amount of time, so then one has nothing to do with another. The halacha is, by the way, in general, we're not mitztaref oichel and mashka. In other words, drinks and food don't go together to make a shir and stuff like that. In general, there's two separate. You have food and you have drink. So we don't put them together, especially if they're two different after brachas. One is halal michya, one is bar nefeshes. So then there's nothing to talk about. One has nothing to do with the other. So therefore, one makes the after bracha on the food, and they could continue drinking and whenever, as long as they drank the shir. At some point, they make the bar nefeshes when they're finished. Now the same thing would be the other way. You flip it the other way. The same thing would apply if one is drinking, right, and they would like to continue eating. I'm done with my coffee. I drank up my coffee fast, or I drank my bottle of water, or whatever the case is. They drank the item quick, so then one could just make a bar nefeshes on the drink and continue eating, right? I'm done drinking. That's it. Whatever I'm drinking, I'm done drinking the soda, the coffee. So they drank the right amount, assuming that they did drink the right amount, to make the bar nefeshes, and then they could just continue eating the cookies, cake, whatever it is, and make the halal michya when they're done. Now, it's okay, so that's the easy part. The harder part is if the brachas are the same, right? You have, let's say, the food and the drink, and the after bracha is the same, or the bracha before, which would be a shahakal, right? So, for example, somebody's eating chocolate, and they're drinking a coffee, and they finished the chocolate, and they drank, they ate over a kazayis, b'chtei echles pras, which is under a four-minute period, right? And they're done with the chocolate, that's it. So now they're going to continue drinking the coffee. They're going to continue drinking the coffee. Now, they both have the same after bracha, again, assuming the fact that they at some point drank the coffee the right amount, right, which we've been talking about in the right amount of time. So they need a bar nefeshes on that. They need a bar nefeshes on the chocolate. So you want to keep in mind if you're going to just finish the coffee shortly, I'm finished the chocolate and whatever, 10 minutes after, 15 minutes after, roughly, I'm just giving an example. You really technically have up to 72 minutes, but you don't want to wait that long because of the fact that a person could forget. In other words, after you finish the kazayas of chocolate, you have up to 72 minutes to make the bar nefeshes. So assuming that you're finishing the coffee very shortly, and again, you drank the right amount, and you'll need also a bar nefeshes on the coffee, right? So you want to make one bar nefeshes at the end. You want to make one bar nefeshes at the end. You don't make two bar nefeshes. You don't make one bar nefeshes on the chocolate, and then 10 minutes later, another bar nefeshes on the coffee. But the problem comes up, which comes up a lot. The person, let's say, I'm just giving an example, chocolate, it could be anything. They're both shahakal, they're both bar nefeshes at the end. That's the thing over here. So now the question is, no, good, I'm done with the chocolate. I ate the right amount. I have to make a bar nefeshes. But the coffee could take me another hour. I don't know how long. So the problem is that you're running into problems of of losing the shir equal, the amount of time you have to make a bar nefeshes on the chocolate, right? Once it goes past 72 minutes after you ate a kazayas of the chocolate, b'chdei achilas pras, you now lost it. You can't make a bar nefeshes anymore on that, even though you're going to make a bar nefeshes 2 hours later on the coffee. It's a big, giant coffee, right? You're going to finish chveis an hour and a half later. I'm just giving an example, right? So that's not going to help you. You have to do it within 72 minutes. So if a person feels it's going to take them a long time, especially more than 72 minutes, and they might forget or whatever the case is, one could set an alarm for themselves or something along those lines we've spoken about in the past. But whatever it is, I'm just afraid. I can't set an alarm, and I'm just going to forget. There's nobody around to remind me, whatever the case is. And now I have an issue with I might lose the bar nefeshes because my coffee is going to take me another hour and a half. I have a big coffee. So then the best thing is to make a bar nefeshes on the chocolate. Make a bar nefeshes on the chocolate, and whenever you're done on the coffee, assuming that you drank the right amount, you make a bar nefeshes later on the coffee. It's a separate thing. Now, the only thing that gets a little bit problematic is what about the shahakal? In other words, in general, the concept is if a person makes a bar nefeshes, the general concept is that it cuts off cuts off everything. In other words, I'm eating and drinking everything, various different things. I need a burn of fashis. Now I make a burn of fashis. I'm done. Oh, so you made a burn of fashis. It's an automatic cutoff. So the question is over here, this is a bir halacha. We've spoken about this in the past. Also, there are major paiskim who are, you know, say it's okay. In other words, to have in mind one of the items. But there are others who say one should be careful not to do that. So it is a machloikis. It does become a suffix brachas. One has to be careful. The best thing to do in this case, if it's possible, you finish the chocolate. You know it's going to take you a long time, right? You try and make it. You try and do something to give yourself a reminder. But if you can't, whatever the case is, and it's going to take me a long time, the best way to go to cover all grounds, as they say. Again, it is a machlokes, a poskim we've spoken about in the past. One should try and make a shahakal on something else if they could, right? So I have the coffee, so whatever, take whatever the case is, something else, another drink or some a little bit of sugar, something else that's separate, you know. The sugar might not always help because a lot of times people put sugar in the coffee. That could run into a queer issue. But you take another drink, a little drink of orange juice, drink of apple juice, whatever, soda, whatever the case might be, or something else that might be a shahakal. You don't want to take chocolate. I mean, technically you could, but that's already also running into interesting case because I just made a burn of fashis on my chocolate. Why am I making another shahakal on the chocolate? There was no need for that. That could be running into a bracha shein etzricha. But you want to take something else that's a shahaka, whether it's a drink or a food, and have in mind the coffee. That's the best way to go about it. Again, we did speak about it. Is machloikis the poiskim who are say it would be okay. So others say that automatically it does cut it off. The bir halacha go. There's a bir halacha again. Simon. In Kuf Tzadik, actually, Simon Kuf Tzadik in the beginning over there, who goes into the whole thing. I'm not going to go through it again. We have gone through this in the past. So the Maisi, you know, the various different sheets. So, but that is the best way. It's always the best thing if somebody has a suffix to take something else with the same bracha, have in mind the item they're going to eat a drink, in this case, the coffee, and make the shahakal, and then you go from there. Thank you for listening. As-salachem bracha kol tuv.